Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Many times God will say you're ready when you don't feel ready. God will say it's already done when you don't see it's completed already. But what about this, Lord? What about that, Lord? Say, forget about the details. I'm the one in charge here. When I say it's finished, it's finished. Tell somebody it's finished. It's a finished work. We serve the God that speaks the end from the beginning. He knows a whole lot better than you do. So now you got to walk by faith for real. You don't see the door, but the door is there. When you turn the corner, you go, oh, there's the door. I had a dream just last night. Lord was showing me there were people coming. And these were significant people. And they were joining themselves to us. Say, I want to be a part of this. I want to help here. I said, where are these people coming from? They're just coming. I won't get into details, but significant people. I said, okay, Lord, I got you. Now, just a week before that, I had another dream, and these are dreams from the Lord, where he was giving out instructions, this whole manual of instruction. He said, here, here's the instructions. Here's the framework. Take it now. And after that, people are starting to come. See, God's got to give you the framework. It's got to be built inside of you first. See, God, that's why ambition, just to do stuff. You can do a whole lot of stuff, but do you have the sustainability? Can you steward it? Can you steward people scrutinizing you all the time? Because you're anointed. Leave me alone. What you looking at? Don't be talking to me. Huh? Can you deal with it? Imagine a lot of these pro athletes or, you know, Hollywood superstars and that. They can't even go out in public without somebody filming them or trying to scrutinize or trying to criticize or, you know, trying to get an autograph or, you know, all up in their face or trying to challenge them. I saw a little clip when Mike Tyson went to jail. 300-pound guy got up in his face. All the other prisoners are looking at him and went to threatening him. Oh, Iron Mike got mad and hit him one time. Boop. Say, ain't nobody messing with him the rest of the time he's in prison. Are you ready to steward? See, God can do anything, but he's not going to do anything unless he knows it can be stewarded. Hallelujah. Are you willing to do what's necessary to keep the glory? See, everybody likes events, and then you just go back to Monday. Child, we had a time. But did you receive the instructions to maintain that? Has it changed you? Has it transformed you? Are you different? Have you gone to another level? Are you willing to do what's necessary? Can you spend more time in prayer? Will you spend more time in your word? I'm talking about and sustain it, not just for a season. That's what God is looking for. That's what he's done in you. So now the new season. A season of favor. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I'm going to take Will out. I do a new thing. Now it springs forth. You will know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What can be confusing to some oftentimes is that God makes the rivers in the desert, and he makes the way in the wilderness. He doesn't clear out the land and all that, and everything look perfect, and now you know. No, it starts in your wilderness. See, that little space between what God did and he lifted, and now you're going through and everything's not clear, that's where God makes the way. But you got to learn to wait on him. Stop being anxious. In that interim, you got to learn to be patient. Amen. You got to learn to rest. You got to enter into that rest. That's where you die to yourself. Because self, the first law of nature is self-preservation. Self will try to preserve self. Self will try to do things to stop the unknown, to stop any pain of having to wait, any uncertainty, anything that may make you look bad. Trying to preserve your reputation. That's self. So when you die to him, you come alive to the Spirit of God. And suddenly you recognize, wow, God is at work and been at work all this time. He says, behold, I do a new thing. God brings a fresh move of his Spirit in your wilderness. So whatever frame of mind you are in, whatever things look like, God says, I finished something. Tell somebody it's finished. Come on, don't let anybody convince you otherwise. It's finished. It's a done deal. God did it. He brought you this far by faith. Amen. I said, he brought you this far by faith. Not by reason, not by sight, not by how you feel. All that fluctuates. But by faith, the law of faith, he has brought you this far. He's going to continue to lead you by faith. Amen. So he starts it in the wilderness. Remember not the former things. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. To know God, to know the Lord, to know Christ, tell someone, you got to change. The disciples knew him. They handled him. They walked with him, they ate with him, they slept next to him. But after his resurrection, they had to learn him all over again. Yes. John saw him on the Isle of Patmos. Huh? He had been with him 40 days and 40 nights, but when he appeared to John on Patmos, John fell like a dead man. Yes. He had handled him. Amen. He was the disciple Jesus loved. He knew him best. He went to judgment hall with Christ. He knew him like that. He was at the cross, the foot of the cross. Jesus told John, behold your mother, pointing at Mary, and behold your son. He entrusted the care of Mary to John. John, they tried to kill John and couldn't kill him. Think about it a moment. Think about it. They tried to kill him. Now they could... They tried to kill John. The Roman Empire tried to kill him on more than one occasion, but they couldn't do it. They boiled him in oil. Couldn't kill John. God wasn't going to let him die. Because he said, there's something I got to get to John. So they exiled him. They said, we're going to work him to death. Ball and chain, breaking rocks. But on the Isle of Patmos, on the Lord's day, the Lord appeared to him as he was. Hallelujah. See, the King James Bible, I'm finding out, the Ethiopian Bible paints a different picture of Jesus, even in his humanity.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. See, a lot of what we see about Jesus in the way of, you know, calendars and the European model, which he is just the Pope's son. They took a son of a Pope and they made that Jesus. That's not him. The power that he walked in, the Ethiopian Bible talks about the power and the anointing and the grace that he walked in while he was here. No mistake about him. No question about who he was. Even though he was meek and lowly in heart. He had no visage. He didn't look a way that people, you know, were attracted to him as far as that. But what he carried and the aura or the anointing and the grace on his life, no mistake about it. No question about it. He wasn't some little lowly beat down. No, he walked in a stature. Amen. But at the same time, see, this is why desolation or Mount Horeb is so important. The stature God gave to you or gives you is not for you to start flexing on people. The higher you go, the lower you got to go. Amen. I said the higher up you go is because you went lower. Amen. He that exalts himself shall be abased. But he that abases himself, that carnal nature, that self-life, he shall be exalted. When you see people getting exalted, you got to understand they've been abased. Amen. I said they have been abased. They have abased themselves. They have allowed the God of our Bible to humble them. Before honor is always humility. It's spiritual law. So understand that. Seek humility, not humble. But true humility. Honoring others. Honoring all men. Let honor be in your home. I hear some yeses. I heard a clap. Let honor start at home. Not dishonor. Grace, not disgrace. Let it start at home. Charity has to begin at home. Don't come to church smiling and you just beat up your wife. You come into church smiling. God gonna get you. The husband shouldn't be, you know, trying to hide marks on us, you know. He's all scratched up and got makeup, you know. He go to praise and start sweating and the makeup come off and you see the scratches. Somebody said the devil is a lie. Honor begins at home. Honor starts in the temple first. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Amen. Men, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.